Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am gonna threaten. That's right, if I don't get what I want, I'm gonna riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're gonna stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective career.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
When the Reaper calls your name, there is no remorse. When the Reaper calls your name, it's just over. Lesnar, the hounds of hell are baying for your soul, and the gates of hell are opening and welcoming you to your eternal damnation. Brock Lesnar, your name has been called, and at SummerSlam, you will never rest in peace.
And with that, we say good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, presented by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs and PWMania.com. I am Sir Rockin'. That is Lindsay Ward.
Holy crap on a crap stick.
Holy crap on a crap stick. The dead man has returned.
He's back!
And it was very, very interesting, that first little promo. What did you say?
I would say so. You know, they pulled out the Taker stops in terms of that promo with him walking through the smoke and the lighting and the soft voice, and definitely harkens back to a Taker of old.
This is a very, very good statement, good point there. And that's where we start with Taker and his presence on Monday Night Raw. And it was very, very interesting how they presented him. They were presenting him like he, you know, was back in the day. And the idea of this show, it was all building to the main event on Monday Night Raw, which was the homecoming of Brock Lesnar. And we're going to talk about that now. But first, you hear this.
Thank you.
the ovation was just freaking nuts for Brock Lesnar in Minnesota tonight. Just saying.
Oh, it was insane.
We're just waiting for the Paul Heyman part to kick on, and he's now finally down on his knees. So here he goes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the Conqueror, my lord. He conquered Undertaker Street. I know that strikes a chord. Now Taker will retire, and not on his own accord. The Conqueror marches on. Glory, glory, Brock Lesnar! Glory, glory, Brock Lesnar! Glory, glory, Brock Lesnar! Brock Lesnar marches on!
And that's the premature gong right there.
Taker got a little excited.
He got a little excited and he premature gong. Anyway, that there. Paul Heyman would continue on and on as Paul Heyman does, directing a brilliant promo in the center of the ring, talking about how Brock is going to conquer The Undertaker because The Undertaker cannot beat Brock Lesnar ever. Then we got the second gong. Taker showed up. They went at it. Chokeslam. Tombstone. Brock Lesnar is left laying in the middle of the ring. Taker gets booed. He's the heel who laid out the babyface in his hometown.
Well, to be fair, he did kick Brock right in the little Lesnar, so, you know.
Right in the little Lesnar's. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, for the second time, which Heyman called him out on when he did the first time. A month ago when he showed up. So Taker's just having none of this. It's like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I'm just going to kick you right in the thing
and go from there.
And go from there.
So it's becoming very obvious that Taker can't beat Brock Lesnar. He has to cheat to beat Brock Lesnar. Or at least
he
get
lies, he cheats, he steals.
Viva la Raza.
Viva la Taker.
Viva la Taker. He is going to Mexico after all. He's got to learn the Eddie Guerrero shimmy.
He probably can do it. He
probably can do it. No, anyway, seriousness now. Because our conversations are totally serious.
Serious? Never.
Never. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Just, tonight's been very, very bad. In many good ways. Anyway.
Many odd conversations and comments. Tangents.
Tangents. Back to this tangent of the segment. Booking-wise, it's different. I was not expecting Taker to look strong, but then again, he cheated with the low blow. Makes you wonder when it's face-to-face, one-on-one, where Taker does not blindside Brock Lesnar, what happens at SummerSlam. I don't know, we're going to get more to it on Thursday at 10 p.m. on the Rag.
I think in this particular feud, it's gone to a level, and we'll get more into this Thursday, but it's gone to a level where there is no respect between Taker and Brock. The first go round, there was at least some respect between the two, or at least Taker held some respect for Brock. Because of Brock and Heyman's behavior since that match, Taker has lost all respect for them, so it's like, you know what, I'm really not even gonna try and face you with honor. I'm just gonna try and face you, and I'm just gonna try and beat you, and if that means I have to kick you in the nuts to do it, so be it.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously Heyman and Lesnar have no regard for Taker and would probably do the same thing if they had to. So it's like, it's just Taker basically going down onto their level and playing mind games with him.
It was different booking. Kind of curious to see what happens Sunday. Because before this segment, we had a 10-minute conversation on the finish of the match, and we'll dive into it Thursday, as we mentioned. Oh, leaves me concerned for Sunday.
We were saying kind of as we were watching this that whatever closed the show, which we figured was going to be Taker and Brock, was going to determine kind of how Sunday went, because whoever kind of goes over, excuse me, on the go-home generally loses on the pay-per-view. And what happened was Taker stood tall over Brock, which, if you sit there and you kind of think about it, is interesting because that means, by all counts, that means Taker would lose Sunday. Which, is that really the smartest thing to have Taker lose on Sunday? given everything that's happened. And we can get into this on Thursday, but it's just, it was a very, by all accounts and by WWE logic, Taker would be going over.
You would think so, but the booking, because at some point Brock's got to get his. I know he conquered the streak, but in all the build-up, both build-up, Taker's always come out ahead. If you think back to the Mania build-up, and I know you blocked that from mine, he always comes out ahead.
Which Mania build-up? This year or last year?
Last year.
Oh yeah, I completely blocked that out.
I know, but...
Hey, up until 5 hours before WrestleMania 30, Taker was going over.
Just, we're going with that theory.
We are going with that theory, and then Vince went and did the thing.
The thing that has caused the heartache and
that has caused so much heartache. God damn it. And I have to see it week after week.
After week.
After yeah. week. It's the only reason I will be happy that SummerSlam is going to be over was I don't have to see the thing again till Mania.
So yeah, I'm not really sure what happens. I'm just, it's giving me more questions in my mind is the best way to put it.
I need to see SmackDown. I need to see if there's any follow-up on SmackDown. I need to see what Brock's response will be because he is going to be on Mike and Mike tomorrow morning.
And SportsCenter.
So they will use that opportunity as a way for Brock to respond to Taker.
Hopefully.
If they're smart. And at the very least, you can do some kind of pre-tape response for SmackDown.
Or at least send Paul Heyman out there and let him respond.
Pretty much.
You know what? She told me not to go there, but I'm going there. Listen to this.
Peekaboo, we see you, the king of the ring and the prince of dark matter, bring you this public service announcement for the overzealous Archer.
Stephen Amell, last week you entered the realm of WWE, an imposter in my kingdom. And now you claim your destiny lies within a WWE ring battling against the Lords of Darkness.
Gimmick infringement.
The lions don't concern themselves on the words of a maggot. And this Sunday, you will be down on your knees, bowing to your rightful king.
Can you feel it, Arrow? Can you taste it, Neville? The era of the fallen hero. I'm Orion, a great hunter in the sky with two arrows in his quiver and a date with destiny. But as the astral aristocracy's pontification ceases and the cosmic journey begins, I must bestow upon my friend a gift fit for a king.
Things got weird here.
There were chains involved.
Now all hail the cosmic king.
And stop!
I have no idea what was going on in this.
There was no way I was going to be able to describe that. I had to play that.
And he said Cosmic King.
Yeah.
Not Key King.
Well, I was going back to the Cole and JBL show. It was interesting. They have great chemistry together, which was shown on the JBL and Cole show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have great, great, great chemistry.
Really looking forward to the match on Sunday. Let's go through some of the matches that happened on Monday Night Raw. Sheamus and Kevin Owens took on Randy Orton and Cesaro. Cesaro was the man until the very end, where he tried to flip over the rope and ended up with a sloppy finish. And then Owens and Orton were off a little bit on the finish of the RKO. Good match. Orton and Cesaro pick up the win.
Yeah. Decent match. Little bit sloppy, but pretty decent. Solid opener.
Becky Lynch beat Tamina.
Becky's so cute.
Way to go, Becky, making her tap out.
Well done. Nice, nice finish with Becky putting her in the disarmer, where she did a really nice counter roll into the disarmer.
This is very true.
Very, very well done.
The Lucha Dragons and PTP beat New Day and Matadors.
Yay.
It was short. It was quick.
This is the point where we're going to get to the girls, because we were excited for the girls.
Becky, Nikki Bella took on Sasha Banks. They had a solid match. They didn't go all out, but Sasha looked pretty good. Nikki messed up one move. But it was a good match. Nikki Bella tapped down in the middle of the ring.
So, now Charlotte has made Nikki tap, Sasha has made Nikki tap, and the NXT Women's Champion beats the WWE Divas Champion.
What does it say about Sunday? We will have to find out.
Give me my triple threat. Give me my triple threat.
I'm calling that for Night of Champions.
That will be epic.
Bray Wyatt was in the corner of Luke Harper when he took on Roman Reigns, who had Dean Ambrose on commentary. So we've been documenting how Luke Harper gets the chair for Bray Wyatt, Byron Saxton. Oh, no. This week, what happened?
Dean decided to be gentleman and get Bray a chair. It confused Bray.
And it confused Luke.
It angered Luke.
Yeah.
Luke always gets the chair for Bray. And, well, Dean got the chair for Bray, basically because Dean was on one side of commentary, Bray was on the other, and Dean was trying to keep Bray away so that way a fight wouldn't break out.
And then Byron Saxton had to do the entire match on his knees.
Pretty much. He's like, screw you guys so hard. But what made this match, aside from the fact that Roman and Luke had a really, really, really good match, was Dean on commentary. I need more Dean on commentary, because at one point he's angrily yelling at Bray Wyatt, and Bray is just completely oblivious, ignoring him.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Roman Reigns beat Luke Harper, by the way. Good, very, really good match. Superman punch spear for the victory. Then Bray Wyatt got in the ring and told us to follow the buzzer, as he was like standing over, or kneeling next to a fallen Luke Harper.
This concerns me on a lot of levels. Because Bray was a little too
calm
about the loss. He did not get involved. He left Luke to his own devices until the end, where he cuddled Luke. And I don't know whether it was to let Luke settle it on his own. I don't know if it's tension between the Wyatts. But, you know, Roman goes over. We'll have to see what happens on SmackDown. But Roman and Dean go over. There's no touching, no physical contact between Dean and Bray or Roman and Bray. So Dean and Roman are on cloud nine as they're moving forward, and Bray was just a little bit too calm, so it makes me wonder if Mr. Wyatt has something else up his sleeve for Sunday.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to see somebody turn.
We'll see. Ryback beat Miz, by the way.
Nobody cared.
Rusev beat Mark Henry, but that who really cares? Lana got in the ring, took her shoes off, screamed at Summer, told her to get in the ring. Summer got into the ring. Summer kicked off her heels, got slapped down hard. Lana then demanded Rusev get in the ring. He obliged. She was talking trash as much as she could. Then she got a little glimmer in her eyes and smiled and looked up the ramp. And out came Dolph Ziggler. He ran down, DDT on Rusev, went for a super kick, but Rusev pulled Lana in front of him, so Ziggler stopped. Lana then kicked Summer in the face, which was pretty epic. And then Ziggler super kicked Rusev.
Yeah. Dolph, honey, do your roots.
His hair looked awful.
But Lana kicking Summer in the face, top notch.
Lana was great tonight. She was really, really strong, had a strong effort. We're building to her getting physical in some way, somehow. There will be a spot at SummerSlam where she does something with Summer.
I would say Night of Champions or pay-per-view after.
We will have to see on that one. And then there was the contract signing. Seth Rollins talked his big game about breaking his nose, and he's gonna kill his legacy, and like he did his nose, and times are changing, yada, yada, yada. Cena came out. He didn't really want to go off all about it. And, you know, he let the fans do what they do. Let's go Cena. Cena sucks. He talked about how the big orange problem that Triple H has been dealing with for 10 years isn't going anywhere because the real champ is here. He said Rollins broke his nose, but he has the gall to say he was finished. Just another week to think about revenge. Would he break a knee, an arm? No, that wasn't good enough. Cena referenced his gear, said 15-time champion. He said he would show up on Sunday and become the world champion for the 16th time. Cena said when Rollins loses, Triple H loses, because the world title record, Ric Flair, passed his legacy onto Triple H, and he would tie Rick's record. Cena said on Sunday, Rollins fights for Triple H's legacy, past, present, and future. The only difference is that Triple H was never Ric Flair's bitch, but on Sunday, Cena will make Rollins his.
Ouch.
Triple H was not happy with this.
Oh no, Triple H was not okay with this. So, could we see Daddy help his son?
Hunter's gotta get involved, you would think, on Sunday. He's gonna play a factor in the outcome, I would assume.
He's got to.
So, that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Pretty good overall.
Pretty good. It had its slow spots, but it was a nice go-home for SummerSlam. They hit everything they need to hit. And what I like is I think they're going to take advantage of SmackDown, and they're actually going to use SmackDown as a way to continue the go-home process. So, we'll have to see. There's a big 8-man tag slated for SmackDown, which, yes, the Wyatts and Kevin Owens and all the like are involved. So, that should be really, really good. I hope.
We'll talk about it Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack.
Yes, where we are talking all things SummerSlam, including Jon Stewart hosting. Whoop whoop. But we're going to be making predictions. We're also talking NXT TakeOver, which is on Saturday night. We have news. We have notes. This is going to be a big, big show, y'all, because there's going to be a lot for us to talk about. So we're going long. So get your coffee ready. And sorry in advance.
And make sure you're tough enough, because we're going to talk about that too.
Yes. So, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack.
RackRadioShow.com, Rack Radio Show on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio. Tune in early. We play cards. You may get some commentary on NXT. You never know. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter, at CB Radio, WTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndMadness. We're on the road to 400. Countdown is on. Go to cbradiolive.com for the official countdown to that. Hashtag blame Rob. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, covering SummerSlam. Remember, you can win a copy of Daniel Bryan's book, Yes, My Improbable Journey to the Main Event of WrestleMania, by winning WTR Pick'em. Bam. That's how awesome we are. Right?
Right. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
There you go. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group, because that's a good way to enter the contest. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at pants.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
PW Mania, Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211. Stop motion, action figure needs. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.